I mean, imagine competing in an Olympic event. I'm laughing because I couldn't imagine doing that. Maybe you can, and if you can picture that, imagine having to compete in six more different events. That is the grueling heptathlon, seven track and field events in 2 days. To find out what that takes, NPR's Melissa Bloch spent time with a top heptathlete who has her eye on the Summer Games in Rio.
It's broiling hot in Los Angeles when I meet up with Sharon Day Monroe. She's training on the track at UCLA. Working on her javelin throw with her coach, Jack Hoyt.
There you go. Open up a little bit, but that looked good, the rhythm, the block. How'd it feel?
Pretty good.
Day Monroe was ranked number one in the U.S. last year in women's heptathlon, so who better to explain how it all works? Here we go. Day one of the heptathlon starts with the 100-meter hurdles, which means you need
speed, coordination, balance.
Next up, the high jump.
You have to be really explosive
to power over the bar. Then, the shot put.
That is definitely strength and timing.
And the fourth and final event on day one, the 200-meter run.
I'd say that's just sort of ballistic speed.
Okay, we're a little more than halfway there. Get some rest. Day two starts with the long jump.
Running as fast as you can, hitting the board perfectly, and projecting yourself upward and outward. And then second event on day two is javelin. It feels really good when you hit one right and it kind of just sails out there.
Pace yourself. Big finish here.
And then the 800 is the last event.
800 meters, twice around the track.
And I'd say the 800, I don't know if I'd say it's the toughest, but it's definitely the one I get the most nervous for.
Now think about the body types these events require. After all, a shot putter is built really differently from a hurdler or a sprinter.
Yeah, totally differently. Yeah.
But a heptathlete has to have everything. Strength and speed, power and buoyancy.
That's the idea, is you got to be able to find the balance for everything. You don't want to put on a lot of weight and put on a lot of muscle to be able to throw, because you still want to be able to be light enough and fast enough to jump high and run fast. So it's tricky putting it all together.
Sharon Day Monroe was a high jumper in high school, tried heptathlon in college when another athlete got injured. Turned out she was good at it. So coach Jack Hoyt told her, now you're a heptathlete.
So it's that cone right there, yeah. Straight ahead.
At the end of their workout, Hoyt has her do speed work. Two 200-meter runs back to back.
Let's go. Come on. Get to that finish. Use your arms. Work it all the way through the finish.
She's doubled over at the end, dripping with sweat and in pain.
Feel the lactic on that one.
What does that mean?
The lactic acid buildup in your hamstrings. People refer to it as booty lock because everything feels like it's locking up and sometimes cramping. Your muscles are contracting really hard for so long that it can't get enough oxygen in there.
We take a break so Sharon can catch her breath and hydrate.
And do you ever think, you know, Sharon, it's crazy what I'm asking my body to do, these seven events, that's insane.
Like the next day when you just feel like everything hurts. And it's like, why do I do this to myself? But it's all in the journey, you know, it's a lot of fun just kind of testing what my body can do and exercising this talent I've been given through DNA and the blessings of God, and just trying to see how far I can take that. I just feel like I was born to do this.
Sharon Day Monroe is a favorite at the Olympic track and field trials underway now in Oregon. At age 31, she figures she's nearing the end of her career as a heptathlete. Melissa Bloch, NPR News.